Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. As always, there's lots going on at the Juneau Public Library, especially in the summer, to keep kids reading and engaged in fun activities, as well as a lot of other stuff going on. So let's get right to it. Joining us now, Margaret Lutke, who's the program's marketing coordinator for the library. Margaret, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, let's just dive in, like we said. I guess maybe start talking about kids' programs especially. What's happening that's going to be really special for kids coming up in the library this month?
Yeah, so we still have our summer reading program going on through the end of this month. Kids can submit reading games and receive a free book. And then they can also submit reviews for a prize drawing, and that's going to be happening at the beginning of August. So get those reviews in quick. And we're doing special story time still. There's two more of those that's we're going to keep doing the 11 o'clock story times on Tuesdays in the Valley, even beyond the end of this month. But there are two more story times for older kids at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays. They feature a craft, and that'll be on the 19th and the 26th.
When you say older kids, what kind of age group?
Yeah, four and up.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then the 11 a.m. one is for, like, kids zero to three.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So kids just starting to read and having that kind of thing. And
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's Able to do a craft.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's really fun. So is that – those are additional hours that have – those are additional reading times that have been added for the summer months?
Yeah, for the summer months. And we're ending those in August as school starts up again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, that's really fun. It must be fun in the summer. The library must just be – especially now since we're kind of getting back to – having people show up to places in person, having a lot of kids fill the library up must be a blast.
Yeah, it's getting to feel more like normal, especially on Tuesdays.
Yeah, right. That's great. Well, what else is happening? I know good friend of KTOO's, Annie Bartholomew, who used to be the program director over at KXLL and I worked with for a number of years. She's got a really exciting thing going on that is the library's kind of involved with.
Yeah. They approached us to host a free performance of her new it's a Victorian folk opera called Sisters of Whitechapel. And that's going to be this Sunday at it's going to be at 3 p.m.
Okay, and so that's another availability. She's been doing a few performances. I know they did one out at Treadwell, but this one is going to be it's indoors inside the library.
Yeah, it's going to be probably in the large meeting room. We're kind of working that out. If the weather's nice, we might do it outdoors.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say is this is weather independent. So, this will happen whether it's raining out or not.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, great. Exactly. That's really great. And it's so cool to see what's happening there with a local artist like Annie putting something like that together and getting the library involved. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah. I'm excited.
And then you've got a partnership coming up with Sea Alaska as well, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute.
Yeah, we're doing a number of programs. So the first one was this last weekend, but if you missed that, there are two more. They're Raven Reads at the Library. It's a family-friendly event featuring storytelling, dancing, and music on July 23rd and August 6th. Those are both Saturdays at 2 p.m. at the Valley Library. And they focus on the Baby Raven Reads books.
Oh, so they're specific.
Feature the Baby Raven Reads
books. Okay, okay. So they kind of feature around. Do they grow out from there as well, or is it just kind of focused on those?
I believe they stay pretty focused on the – and the next one will be the – I believe it's Salmon Boy being featured
in the next one. Yeah. It's really awesome that those books that have so much relatability for kids who grow up in Juneau.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. Yeah, and especially seeing some of the, I don't think it's a Raven Reads book, but the new Michaela Gold.
I was just going to mention
book.
That her stuff
it's
is
really
so
exciting.
Fantastic. It's so cool to see.
Yeah, she's got a new one out, and then she just announced that she's doing a one with Joy Harjo as well. So there's a lot to look forward to.
You and I must both follow her on social media
because
she just released that. Little kind of, they made a live action cartoon out of her illustrations.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Really exciting to see because her work is so multifaceted and, but so great about just how it is just so much a part of Southeast Alaska. Yeah. Southeast Alaska just is throughout it all.
It's just really wonderful for kids. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Do you see a lot of reaction to kids to her work at the library?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of kids really enjoy it. And the added benefit is parents love reading those books too. So there's a lot of engagement between the parent or reader and the child.
It's true. Some of the best times reading in a way were when you're a young parent and reading to young children, because you're holding these works of art. I remember Eric Carle and all the other great, you know, books, all the classics, all the Where the Wild Things Are, which are, you know, start off as these just incredible, beautiful pieces of art that you get to look at again and again and again because it's like the favorite book.
Fun. And kids pick up on that stuff too. When the parents are engaged in a book, they pick up on that.
Completely. Well, tell me about, I know that Kristi Nami Erickson also is going to be involved in something you guys are working on.
Yeah, so we unfortunately had to postpone our poetry workshop that we were collaborating with her and 49 writers on, but we were able to reschedule for next Thursday, the 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Valley Library. We're doing a poetry workshop, and she said all abilities are welcome. Shooting for like 16 and up is the age demographic. And it should be a really lovely time. I'm really excited about that.
That's really cool to concentrate on poetry, especially. It's such an important part of literature. But it's something that can kind of, you know, can sometimes be kind of pushed to the wayside a little bit.
Yeah. Or be a little intimidating, too.
Right.
It's intimidating both to read and to write yourself. So it's pretty great to have a local person who's in that environment and makes it really accessible to locals. You too can write poetry.
And read it.
And read it.
You know, and enjoy it. And one of the things about poetry is how you can just return to the same few words sometimes and get more and more meaning out of it, different meaning out of it. It can depend on the day you're reading it.
The mood that you're in or the experiences that you've had. You might read a poem once and think, oh, that was nice, but it doesn't really resonate with me. And then you return to it and you're like, wow.
I love the way that really poetry also makes you think in a way that is not always necessarily literally, you know, and understanding that words are not always meant to be meant literally. Sometimes they're meant in other ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's about...
Or multiple ways.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Sometimes
you could
it's
read
about
a poem
the sound of them or all those things.
Yeah. And it can be a poem that makes you think of something in the physical world, but then also makes you think of something in some emotional experience that you've had. And it's pretty wonderful what poetry can do.
It is, and it's amazing. Isn't it incredible to have someone like Kristi in our community who's an amazing poet,
you know, really,
and recognized as such and is really committed to working with people in the community to understand the art form.
Yeah, it's been great to work with her. Yeah. I'm very excited that we were able to reschedule that.
And tell me a little bit about this sounds like a fun thing. Bug Day.
Yeah.
So. I want to talk about Bug Day.
So also happening this Sunday. So you can go to Bug Day and then go to the Sisters of Whitechapel at the Valley Library. Bug Day is happening out at the Jensen Olson Arboretum, and we are going to have a booth there. We'll have books that you can check out as well as crafts, and we'll be there from 1 to 3 p.m.
That's cool. So books about bugs.
Books about bugs.
I'm guessing, right?
Books about bugs. And crafts featuring bugs.
Bug crafts.
Bug crafts.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Don't throw out that earthworm.
I don't know if it's featuring literal bugs, but I also didn't plan it, so maybe.
This is cool. It'd be cool if it was.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret, anything else going on at the library people should know about?
Oh, there's always more going on. There's going to be a game day in August, so look forward to that. And lots more to come. So
yeah, and we're just midsummer right now. You know, it's just cranking along, and great time to get kids, especially, but get everyone out to the library. Well, so many great programs, especially for kids, going on. Thanks, Margaret. Really appreciate you coming in, letting us know all about all the things happening at the Juneau Public Library. That's Margaret Ludke, the Programs and Marketing Manager. Thanks again.